Whereas progressives were once determined to weed out the biologically unfit, they now directed the same energies to the psychologically unfit. Some liberal psychiatrists even began describing a new religion of psychiatry that would cure society of its extremist, traditional, backward, conservative elements. Adorno and his colleagues had laid the groundwork for this transition by identifying the authoritarian family as the locus of evil in the modern world. A wave of liberal theologians met the psychiatrists halfway, arguing that various neuroses were the product of social alienation and that traditional religion should reorient itself toward healing them. Psychiatry and relevance became the new standards for clergy everywhere. For Paul Tillich, the source of salvation would be a redefining and recombining of the secular and the sacred, rendering politics, psychiatry, and religion all parts of the same seamless web. Stripped of its jargon, this project was an almost perfect replay of the liberal pattern. Liberals love populism when it comes from the left. But whenever the people's populist desires are at cross purposes with the agenda of the left, suddenly reaction, extremism, and of course fascism are loosed upon the land. Bill Clinton titled his blueprint for America Putting People First. But when the people rejected his agenda, we were informed that angry white men, read white authoritarian personalities, were a threat to the republic. Similarly, when the people supported New Deal social planners, one could barely find an inch of daylight between progressivism and populism. But when the same people had become fed up with socialism from above, they became paranoid and dangerous, susceptible to diseases of the mind and fascistic manipulation. Hence, liberal social planners were all the more justified in their efforts to fix the people, to reorient their dysfunctional inner lives, to give them meaning. It was all reminiscent of Bertolt Brecht's famous quip, "Would it not be easier for the government to dissolve the people and elect another?" The Great Society, LBJ's Fascist Utopia. Much like the Nazi movement, liberal fascism had two faces, the street radicals and the establishment radicals. In Germany, the two groups worked in tandem to weaken middle-class resistance to the Nazis' agenda. In the previous chapter, we saw how the liberal fascists of the SDS and Black Panther movements rose up to terrorize the American middle class. In the remainder of this chapter and the next, we will explain how the suit and tie radicals of the 1960s, people like Hillary Clinton and her friends, used this terror to expand the power and scope of the state, and above all to change the public attitude toward the state as the agent of social progress and universal caring and compassion.